New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and we're back. Wait, if everybody's new, are we back? We're here. We got to see the guys on this season's roster play together in public against another team that wasn't Italian. And there's so much to consume. New coach. Tons of new players. So much to consume in a game that didn't count. West Virginia remains 0-0 while also winning 94-61 over the University of Charleston. It's an exhibition game. And typically this exhibition game has been against a MAC team. You got to go back to the senior year of Javon and Daxter. West Virginia played Willing Jesuit in December, an exhibition game. So by my math, that's the last time West Virginia's played a Division II school in an exhibition. So not going to get into stats. Let me give you some overall initial impressions, because we've got 15 guys, 14 of them were not on the team last year, and all 15 played. And so when you've got a whole new crew in an exhibition game, the expectation is sloppy on offense. Like, at a minimum, there's not going to be any chemistry. And if you watch the game in person, not a ton of people did that, or on ESPN Plus, you watch that game, it wasn't sloppy. I think maybe it got a little sloppy in the last, 6 minutes of the game offensively. But what we saw on offense wasn't sloppy. And Coach DeVries didn't want to show anything on offense. There was one possession where the ball was going inside, I believe it was to Ed. It might have been Amani. And the lob, it went a little too far. And from that bad pass was a save it from going out of bounds to throw it out to the perimeter, and then two passes to get to the open guy for a three. And it was that kind of passing. You don't expect that for a team that's played zero games. The ball didn't stick tonight. Unselfish passing the ball, not a ton of turnovers, plenty of movement on and off the ball. I mean, I'm just impressed that you're not wanting to show anything. You routed up these guys together, and this is the starting point, and it looks smooth. Yes, Josh, they're playing Division II opponent. It doesn't matter. It looked way smoother than what I was expecting. Defensively, I didn't know what to expect. Did you? I mean, you've heard words as far as what the defensive identity is. I look at stats. I've watched last season Drake kind of building up to this. But I saw, here's what I saw tonight, is that it's going to sound like very basic, but it in fact, feels new. I saw multiple times tonight where a Golden Eagle was trying to drive to the rim and a Mountaineer perimeter defender got in front of them, stayed in front of them, so much so that the Golden Eagle had to reconsider driving the basketball. Like, they stopped driving it, backed up, and then either reset to try to drive again or pass the ball. But a Mountaineer got in front of the Golden Eagle. You've been watching WVU basketball with me. It's not just last season. The last few seasons, perimeter defense has been spotty. Yes, there was plenty of switching tonight, but there was also plenty of help defense as well as a Mountaineer staying in front of the guy that they're guarding. Yes, it was against the University of Charleston. Yes, that sounds like a basic thing. Josh, why wouldn't they stay in front of their man? I'm telling you, and you know this, that looked different. I'm not trying to be dramatic, and I don't want to. There's been successful teams in the last few seasons at WVU. A lot of them struggled with defending on the perimeter, and they may have some moments like that, but as we go through my individual impressions, some guys are going to are living to stay in front of their man. And I like that. And it feels different in a good way. And the negative you would take, the one kind of, it's not like a flashing light in your face with a siren, but a definitely, like if you ran a validation check, it would have an error. And the error would be this undersized team played a D2 team and struggled with defending on the inside and struggled with giving up offensive rebounds. And if you've listened to this podcast, you know I pointed out DeVries, Drake's team, you know, the Drake teams that were coached by Coach DeVries. It isn't his first rodeo with an undersized team. I'm air quoting that. And those undersized teams statistically did a great job of limiting opponents' second chances. And based on one exhibition game against a D2 opponent tonight, let's call that a work in progress, huh? It got flagged as a oops. I mean, obviously you watch them struggle with offensive with University of Charleston getting offensive rebounds, and your mind goes to, oh, plenty of Big 12 teams live on offensive rebounding. No one lives off of that more than Houston. We play them twice. Houston, with respect to UC, is a great deal better at that. And that's going to be a big problem. And WVU can absolutely improve. And it's not like that came out of nowhere. Coach DeVries knows about it, spoke on it in his post-game comments. The coaching staff knows it. The players know it. That was the negative. Plenty of time to fix that. And then you lean on teams coached by Darren DeVries that have been undersized, have boxed out, and have done a good job keeping teams off of the offensive glass. Okay. Before I get into individual players and my thoughts on them, I had a Zoles scare tonight. Now, I go to the Coliseum with really just a checklist with two boxes. One box, see WVU win at basketball. And two, consume a Zoles frozen lemonade. And it's in that order. And I'm guaranteed one for two on my checklist when visiting the Coliseum. The Zoles is automatic. I was looking for the Zoles cart, and this isn't scientific, but I feel this in my heart of hearts. If there's a regular concourse concession area that has Zoles, And then there's the cart that has Zoles. The Zoles from the cart is going to taste better than from the regular concession area. And yet I couldn't find the Zoles cart tonight. But I saw people holding Zoles throughout the Coliseum. So I got one for two on my checklist tonight, and it was West Virginia winning a basketball game. Bring back the Zoles cart. If I'm just getting older and just can completely miss the Zoles cart, and I did a full lap around the Coliseum, that's on me. But, and this is an exhibition game, so I'm sure, you know, the Zoles cart only comes out for the real thing. I don't know the logistics. I did not look for Zoles at a concession window because I feel like a cart Zoles is superior. Individual thoughts or quick thoughts on individual players. And I'm going to limit my quick thoughts to the guys who played double-digit minutes tonight. Javon Small is really good at basketball. He looked in control at all times, had a ridiculous and one, but it looked ridiculous in that it kind of was chaotic, but he was totally in control and was surprised that it went in. He's really good at basketball. Tucker DeVries is really good at basketball. Like, he knows his footwork and how he moves. He's not the fastest guy, but he knows how to get to his spot. And those two guys are the guys going to Kansas City this week to represent the Mountaineers at Big 12 Media Day. Those two guys were made available at the post-game press conference tonight. Those two guys are the leaders of the team. And they seem like they're leaders. And also, I'm guessing they're probably the two best players on the team. And just with one game that didn't count, at least one of those guys, this is not rocket science, one of those guys needs to be on the floor at all times. And when both of them are sitting, I will be keeping track of what the score was when they both are not on the court and what the score is when at least one of them get back on the court. I mean, it's just something you will notice when one or both of those guys are not on the court. I can tell that in one game, they're that important to what happens as far as success for WVU this season.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
If you want jazz music, go to New Orleans. Bagels, New York. And for psychics, think California Psychics. You want the best, you go to the best. At California Psychics, home of free spirits and open minds, we know better than anyone what makes a good psychic. That's why we guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Sincere Harris is a man who takes pride in defense. I don't know how to describe, you know the pose where the arms go to the side and it looks like you're flexing your shoulders, like you're making your shoulders look big. It's a pose of strength. And my man Sincere did that a bunch of night, and most of that came from reacting and pumping himself up when he was doing good stuff on defense. He's getting deflections. He looks the part athletically. He gets stops. He gets blocks. And he's flexing on all of that. And it's nice to see. I talked about the perimeter defense. This guy is a main contributor to that perimeter defense. And he started. I had Yesufu because of his history with DeVries and, you know, his pedigree playing at Kansas. I thought he would make the starting lineup. He should not be in the starting lineup. Harris totally makes sense. He made all of his free throws. You know, he sat out. He was a redshirt last year to work on his shot. And you can see it's not natural as far as him being open. And UC absolutely played off of him, saying, hey, man, shoot the ball. He made every free throw that he took. So pride in defense, Sincere Harris. Toby Okoni. So, like, you remember Gabe Osaboyan and his time at WBU. Let's say that Gabe, you could change the levels of Gabe. Like, to keep this simple, like knobs on a control board. Like a music producer. They're sitting at the table. There's two knobs, okay? Instead of like 50, you've got two knobs in front of you. And the settings that you walk up to represent Gabe Osaboyan's game when he was a Mountaineer. So take the knob on the left is defensive intensity. And that knob is cranked to 11. For Gabe, like that's his default. So you got to turn that down. It's still loud. It's still high on the scale, but it's not at 11. So just tweak that down a little bit in that this guy's really good at defense. He's long. He can get his hands on stuff, switches out on the perimeter, very comfortable guarding anybody. So turn the defensive intensity down. But the knob on the right, the label is offensive smoothness. And you can and that's not at 11. We know that with Gabe when he was at WBU. It was on the other side of the dial. And you can crank that up. It's definitely not an 11, but you can change that Gabe setting up a little bit. I think if it was two knobs and you make those changes, you got Toby Okoni. Really good at defense and does things on offense that there's no triple pumps in his game. He's not forcing anything, but he's trying to get stuff close to the basket. Not afraid to shoot the three. I think he's just a smoother product on offense. Liked what I've seen. And he's a glue guy on a team where I think there's more than one glue guy. But in the starting lineup, Okoni is the glue guy. Amani Hansberry, as described, great hands. When he got the ball close to the rim, when the ball was thrown to him, he catches it and it goes up. Smooth. He's got a great-looking shot. Coach DeVries was talking about earlier this preseason. He's looking for Amani to take 4 to 8 threes. I told you I wasn't going to get into stats, but I need to make my point here. He took 3 threes tonight in 21 minutes, and I think he's going to average more than 21 minutes this season. So he'll comfortably, I think, and he's not like gunning, but I think that's he could very easily hit that 4 to 8 range in every game he plays this season, and that will be a good thing. Jonathan Powell was the revelation for me. And what I got from one game, is that if Jonathan Powell is awake, he's ready to shoot the ball. From the time he hits the alarm clock, he gets out of bed, and if you throw him a basketball, he is going to be ready to shoot it. And I dig it. You got to have at least one guy like that on the team. And he's a freshman, and he's that guy. And he's going to be in the rotation because he's ready to step into a three-pointer always. And he doesn't have to be standing up. He can be sitting down. He's mentally ready to get a shot off. And it looks good. I mean, you heard we didn't get box scores from the Italy trip, but Jonathan Powell was mentioned as he made this many threes that was between 3 and 6, maybe more than that. And you totally get it because guys can create, kick to him, and he's ready to, if he's open, he's shooting it, and it looks good, and he's a freshman. So an amazing get for this team. And it was the biggest revelation. Him and Sincere Harris were the whoa. I like what I see from both of those guys for different reasons. Ed Andre, let's call him Ed Andre 3000. He got an and-one off of a Euro step off of an offensive rebound. All those things happened in one play. Perimeter, or his post defense, not great. Got scored on more than he would like. Made every free throw. Ed Andre 3000. Hey, yeah. Joseph Yesufu, the second glue guy. We got tall glue guy in Okani, and Yesufu is small glue guy. Brought stability on both sides of the floor. Was like the eighth or ninth guy into the game. But when he was out there, he didn't stand out, but he definitely gave that glue guy vibe. And it's great to have one glue guy. After one game, I feel we've got two, and like a small and a large. Jaden Stone was in the background this game. He missed open looks from three. I'm shaking the eight ball with Jaden Stone, and it's coming up like need more info. We've got time to. I don't have an impression on Jaden Stone based on this performance tonight. He did leave an impression with his press availability this week, where he said esoteric. He sounded like he should be on the call map. You just need to check out his press conference this week on the internet. He's Australian, so he's got an accent. He's definitely got a soothing voice, and he's got an interesting story. And there's a lot of big words in there. Psych major. It just sounds different than what you normally hear with a player press conference. And he went over 20 minutes, and he could have been there longer. Like, he could have held court for an hour if he wanted to. So, impression off the court, on the court, need to see more. Didn't get a ton from him this game.
Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read the articles about WVU sports. Listen to West by Pod, another podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella about football. Joel and Jordan do a great job there. Join the Smoking Musket Discord. Follow Smoking Musket on social media. Do all that stuff and join me underneath the Smoking Musket umbrella.
And this was a open scrimmage, an exhibition. I'm going to read what was in the, I'm so excited to read this. What's next for WVU? I'm just going to read this verbatim. West Virginia will have a close scrimmage next week against an undisclosed opponent in an undisclosed location. We're here. I mean, close scrimmage, undisclosed opponent in an undisclosed location. That's the most secret I've ever read that. And like, it's, if it's that secret, why put it, why put it in the write-up? It just, it actually adds to the intrigue. I want to, it's drawing me in. You're pushing me away with all this undisclosed, closed. I've never been more intrigued about a secret scrimmage. And we're going to find out what happens in that secret scrimmage and who they play. And what you and I both need to hear from leaks, obviously, there's not going to be a box score provided for this game, if it's actually a game that's happening because it's so secretive, is they've got to win the game. Because the news coming out of last year's secret scrimmage against Vanderbilt is that West Virginia did not win. And we saw the results. I don't want to hear anything about this game. But if I do, I don't want to hear that they lose. Because it will have an effect on how I feel about how this season's going to go. But no matter what happens in that game, they'll go into their opening game November 4th with 0 wins and 0 losses. So that's the glass half full. I just don't want to... I've never heard in an exhibition West Virginia losing it. The secret one. So keep that secret. If they lose, keep it secret. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Overcast Podcast, Spotify Podcast, Amazon Podcast, YouTube. For the 2024-2025 season, they have 0 wins and they have 0 losses.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.